Picture this. A university student, overwhelmed with coursework, grabs a tomato-shaped kitchen timer and makes a desperate bargain with himself. Just 10 minutes of complete focus. That simple act birthed what millions now know as the Pomodoro Technique, a method that transforms our relationship with time from adversary to ally. Named after the Italian word for tomato, this approach has spread from Francesco Cirillo's desk to companies like Google and Apple, not because it's complex, but because it's brilliantly simple. The technique addresses a universal anxiety, that crushing feeling of being enslaved by the ticking clock, always racing against time and somehow still falling behind. By structuring time into focused intervals followed by intentional breaks, we shift from abstract, anxiety-inducing time to concrete, manageable moments. The result? We stop being victims of the clock and become architects of our attention. The Pomodoro Technique thrives on accessible simplicity. Work with complete focus for 25 minutes, one Pomodoro, then take a 5-minute break. After 4 cycles, take a longer 15-30-minute break. Each Pomodoro is an indivisible unit of accomplishment. Begin your day by creating an activity inventory, all tasks, and a to-do today sheet, immediate priorities. Estimate required Pomodoros for each task to establish clarity. When the timer runs, commit completely. No emails, social media, or conversations. Any interruption invalidates the Pomodoro, requiring a restart, which reinforces the importance of focused time. When time's up, stop immediately and take your break. Stand, stretch, look outside. These aren't wasted moments, but essential recovery periods that enhance subsequent work. This approach functions like interval training for your brain. Alternating intensity with recovery builds mental endurance and focus. What seems like time management actually transforms how we engage with work. I should check my email quickly. Maybe I need coffee first. I wonder if anyone liked my post. These internal interruptions often derail our focus more effectively than external ones. The Pomodoro technique offers a simple solution. When a distracting thought arises, write it down. Mark it with an apostrophe to indicate an internal interruption and return to your task. This acknowledgement tells your brain, "I'll deal with you later." For example, while working on a presentation, you suddenly remember concert tickets to purchase. Rather than breaking focus, jot down, "Call about concert tickets," mark it with an apostrophe, and continue working. The urge diminishes because your brain knows the thought has been captured. This works because internal interruptions stem from anxiety about forgetting. By documenting the thought, we free our mind from this burden. During your next break, you can review these notes and address what matters. With practice, you'll recognize your interruption patterns, perhaps noticing household tasks arise during difficult projects or social media cravings during challenging work. This self-awareness becomes a powerful tool for improvement. Got a minute? These 3 innocent words can derail your productivity. External interruptions, colleagues, calls, notifications, challenge Pomodoro integrity. How do you protect your focus time without seeming rude? The solution? Inform, negotiate, call back. When someone interrupts, briefly inform them you're in the middle of something important, negotiate a time to give them full attention, and follow through. "I'm in the middle of something right now. Can I come by your office in 20 minutes when I'm finished?" This approach respects both your focus and their need for interaction, while challenging the assumption that interruptions require immediate attention. Very few workplace matters can't wait 25 minutes. Create a supportive environment by silencing your phone, disabling notifications, and using visual signals like headphones or a small sign. In open offices, explain the Pomodoro concept to colleagues who will often respect your focus time once they understand its purpose. This boundary setting creates ripple effects. Colleagues begin to save non-urgent questions for break times or find solutions independently, potentially improving the communication culture around you. How many times have you confidently declared, "I'll finish this by lunch," only to find yourself still working at dinner time? The Pomodoro technique transforms estimation from guesswork into a precise skill by having you predict how many Pomodoros each task will require, then tracking actual usage. This creates a consistent unit of measurement, concrete Pomodoros of focused work instead of abstract hours, providing immediate feedback on your accuracy. For complex projects, break them down and estimate each component separately. A report might need 2 Pomodoros for research, 3 for writing, and 1 for editing. For tasks taking less than 1 Pomodoro, consider bundling several together. The estimation process reveals insights about your work habits, showing whether you consistently underestimate or overestimate certain tasks. This shifts your mindset from output-focused to process-focused, improving productivity. Why does a simple kitchen timer transform productivity so profoundly? The answer lies in psychology. The Pomodoro technique aligns with fundamental aspects of how our minds work. It harnesses time boxing, the principle that work expands or contracts to fill available time. By setting a finite 25-minute container, the technique creates gentle pressure that focuses the mind and prevents perfectionism, similar to our productivity surge before vacation. The technique capitalizes on our brain's preference for novelty. Rather than fighting our tendency to seek new stimuli, it provides regular changes that refresh mental energy. Each break satisfies our craving for novelty, making it easier to return to focused work. With practice, our perception of time shifts, with the 25-minute interval eventually feeling expansive and sufficient for meaningful work. The playful Pomodoro name and tomato-shaped timer make the technique feel more like a game than rigid discipline, while each completed interval provides a sense of accomplishment, triggering dopamine release that builds momentum through larger projects. While often framed as a productivity tool, the Pomodoro technique's most profound impacts extend beyond simply getting more done. At its core, this approach transforms our relationship with time, work, and ultimately, ourselves. Rather than experiencing time as an abstract enemy constantly slipping away, practitioners begin to feel it as a concrete ally, a series of manageable intervals offering opportunity for progress. You work with time in partnership, reducing anxiety and increasing agency. The technique fosters self-awareness as you discover your natural rhythms, attention patterns, and sources of distraction, helping you design a work life aligned with your authentic nature. Many practitioners develop stronger self-regulation, the ability to manage impulses in service of longer-term goals. The simple act of delaying an urge to check social media builds this mental muscle that transfers to other life domains. By focusing on the process rather than just the output, practitioners develop comfort with incremental progress. This shift from perfectionism to pragmatism reduces procrastination and increases consistency. In a world that increasingly blurs boundaries between work and leisure, setting a timer becomes a radical statement about what we value. The Pomodoro technique isn't just about getting things done. It's about being fully present for the life we're living, one tomato at a time.